Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cast Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and in a few minutes, the story of a distillery that's making up for lost time. First, though, let's look at the news. There's a new vatting of single malts out, and children in Scotland and Northern Ireland are the beneficiaries. No, it's not what you'd think. The annual Islay Pillage to Malt charity release is now available. Modern Day Vikings raided the distilleries on Islay, along with the Isle of Jura distillery and Bushmills in Northern Ireland, and seized 40 liters of cask-strength 12-year-old whiskey at each distillery. The vatting produced 500 bottles, and the proceeds will benefit the Children's Hospice Association of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Sales are by mail order only, and there's a link at the WhiskeyCast website. Campari is officially in the whiskey business now. The Italian company has completed its £115 million purchase of Glen Grant Distillery from Pernod Ricard. The deal also includes the Old Smuggler and Braemar blended whiskey brands and inventories. Richard Patterson of White & McKay has started out on what may be the ultimate pub crawl. He left Monday for a 16-day tasting journey to help promote Glasgow's bid for the 2014 Commonwealth Games. The first stop is this year's Games, now underway in Melbourne. Patterson will lead tasting sessions at each stop on his journey. And you may have heard about a rare bottle of 50-year-old Chivas Royal Salute that sold for about $30,000 recently. The bottle belonged to Sir Edmund Hillary. It was the first bottle of 255 produced back in 2003 to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's 50th year on the throne. It also marked Sir Edmund's 50th anniversary of his historic ascent of Mount Everest with Tenzing Norgay. The proceeds will be donated to the Himalayan Trust. The next couple of weeks will be hectic ones for whiskey lovers. This weekend is the Whiskies of the World Expo in San Francisco. Next week is Whiskey Fest in Chicago, followed by Whiskey Messen 2006 in Kolding, Denmark next Saturday, and Whiskey Live New York the following week. You'll find a complete list of events on the WhiskeyCast website, www.whiskeycast.com, along with an email link for comments and suggestions. Tullibardine Distillery in the Scottish Highlands is releasing a new sherry-finished single malt. Distillery manager John Black is making up for lost time.
We put a 1993, we vatted it, number of casks, and then we bought a Oloroso a sherry butts, and we decanted the 1993 into the sherry butts, left them for nearly 18 months, and then we bottled it this year, so it's been very, very successful indeed. It's really been, as you might say, fallen off the shelves, and it's got a lovely finish to it, you know, a lovely color, and nice in the nose as well, so we're really, really pleased with that.
The distillery recently won a bronze medal in the Taste of Britain Awards.
We were really, really pleased, both for, you know, ourselves personally and for the company, because we're a privately owned distillery now. We used to be owned by a big company called White & Mackay. And then four gentlemen from the it's all Scotsmen, purchased the distillery in 2003. They also bought as much stock as they could, you know, they could possibly get from the company. So we've got over 3,000 casks in the warehouse from, ranging from 1952 right through until 1994. When that was the last production that Whitey Mackay had before closing the distillery in 1995. So it was closed down for 8 years until 2003 when these four guys purchased it, so it's now privately owned. And the way personally how I got involved, I've been in the whiskey industry since 1958, being born at Cardew Distillery way back in 1942. My father worked there, so it's been in sort of what you might say in my blood ever since. So I got involved here in year 2003, and we got it up and running, production, and we opened a nosing center, a visitor center, a shop and a restaurant for people who want to come and see the process, you know, being done. So then we needed different products for our shelves. So we've got all were different years, ranging from 1964, 65, and the shop right up until 1993. But we then decided to do some finishes, and we have done a Muscatel, a Masala, Portwood finish, and a Sherry finish. And we entered the Muscatel finished in the competition you saw on the paper the other week, and we got the bronze medal for it, so we're really, really pleased indeed. It's the Muscatel itself is a very, very sweet fortified wine, and what we do, we buy these casks in after they've used it for the wine, and then we put in our different aged whiskey into these casks. In this case, it was 1993 whiskey, which had been in hogsheads and American bourbon barrels, decanted into these casks, put it back in the warehouse then for maybe anything from 5 months to maybe up to a year. And the Muscatel won that award, so we're really, really pleased indeed.
What comes out next? What are you working on now?
It's a Sauterne. It's another wine cask as well. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be quite dry. I wouldn't think about a lot of color involved in it, but it'll certainly hopefully have a good nose and a good finish. It's only been in the Stern cask for, just over a month. So we'll monitor it now from now on after 4 or 5 weeks. We'll monitor it every week to see how it's progressing. And then when we think it's right, we'll notify the bottlers, get the cask delivered to the bottlers, and they will bottle it for us.
So that'll be out sometime later this year, you think?
Yes, yes. Definitely later this year.
You having fun?
Yeah. Oh, we're having fun, yeah. For me, I mean, it's been great because I semi-retired from the whiskey industry in 2000. And what I was doing was taking people round trips of distilleries and castles in Scotland, mostly distilleries, and working for distillery companies as a chauffeur service. And then I got a call from Douglas Shoss, one of the owners, one of the directors, would have been interested in coming down and starting up Tullibardine Distillery, because there was nobody here at the time who had ever made whiskey, because with the distillery being closed for the 8 years, it meant that everybody had retired and went away, so there was nobody here. So that was my first job when I took over down here. It was to get the plant up and running. But now I run it with two men. That's all I need to run the distillery at the moment. And they've both got 14 years experience at other distilleries, so it's good for me. So I'm concentrating now on the warehouse inside of all the different finishes, selecting casks for bottling, and then also do whiskey tastings and whiskey fairs and go, all over the world, not all over the world, but Sweden, Holland, Germany, and we were down at London, Whiskey Live in London there a week ago. So I'm now promoting the product more than making it.
Now, so, will the sherry finish, is that being exported, or is that just
yes,
Europe only?
No. A lot of it's been exported. Most of it's been exported. Yep. I'm not sure. I know we've got the... Are you in America? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got an importer in America, an importer in Canada. So we've got, we're still a lot of markets throughout the world. Because being a young company, we're still trying to find the right distributors in these countries, But one of the four directors, he was involved in marketing for other whiskey companies like Drambuie and Diageo. So he's got experience in that. So he's got the contacts in these different countries, which is good for that. But the sherry finish has been done really, really, really well. We're putting another one away to get bottled within the next week.
You'll find a link to the Tullibardine website at whiskeycast.com. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving a comment at the WhiskeyCast page in the iTunes Music Store, Podcast Alley, or your favorite podcast site. I'd also like to hear from you. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.